Yeah, Rob, it is day four of protests and the energy is not letting up. We are right in the middle of a major road that goes right through Little Havana that has been shut down. Take a look. Thousands of people out here right now. It's almost like a block party. It seems to grow night by night, and the theme is always the same. It's what's right on the sign. SOS Cuba, freedom for Cuba. That is what these Cuban exiles want, and they want the U.S. government to intervene with what's happening on the island.
A free Cuba is right around the corner.
Thousands of Cuban exiles back on the streets in Miami's Little Havana. Today they're with city officials holding a concert.
The Cuban people right now are having a really hard time. The government is literally killing them, murdering them on the streets.
No, it's tongues.
Just one day after shutting down major highways on the east and west coasts of Florida. Despite the internet being shut down, some video is getting out of Cuba. A woman was filming as her husband was shot outside Havana in front of children after participating in Sunday's protests. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the Biden administration needs to act immediately and pressure the international community into isolating the Cuban regime.
Pressure them to be prepared to take action to prevent a massacre, a bloodbath, not halfway around the world, not in the Middle East, not in another continent, right here, 90 miles from our shores.
Today, the White House said they are reviewing the existing Cuba policies.
We stand with the Cuban people in their call for freedom from both the pandemic and from decades of repression and economic suffering to which they have been subjected by Cuba's authoritarian regime.
Back in Miami, the rallying cry, Patria y Vida. It means homeland and life, and was inspired by this music video, a collaboration between artists in Cuba and Miami. With lyrics like these, no more lies, my people demand freedom, not doctrines.
We have to unite as a country, as a Cuban people, Miami, Florida, all the states, so Joe Biden can actually realize and help us too.
And late this afternoon, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent a letter to President Biden asking him to step in and restore internet to Cuba. He says that the president can fund private businesses that could send satellites up and use other technology to restore the Wi-Fi on the island. Marnie.
Rally cry reaching the White House. Brian Enten, live for us in Miami. Thank you, Brian. Tonight, a judge has...